Morning. The Champaign County Board will vote in 2 weeks on a nearly $600,000 infusion of funds into the struggling county nursing home. But as AM580's Jim Meadows reports, in return for the money it needs, the nursing home will have to show that it's ready to cut costs and increase revenue.
The resolution approved by the Finance Committee last night would loan the nursing home enough money to get it through the fiscal year, about $592,000. But in return, the facility must identify at least $300,000 in cost savings or new revenue by August. Committee and Nursing Home Board Member Alan Nudo says the nursing home has to show progress in reducing its deficit.
So that we can say, you know, we're not just doing another dole, another handout.
An outline of possible progress by August is not enough for Finance Committee Vice Chairman Brad Jones, who voted against the loan. Jones says he wants the nursing home to prevail, but it needs to show financial progress a lot faster.
And we're not seeing those changes right now. I mean, it's as you've seen with this county board, everything moves at a glacial pace, and they keep piling up these big bills. We don't have the money to be transferring over there anymore.
In fact, the committee heard from County Treasurer Dan Walsh, who said loaning the money to the nursing home, while perhaps necessary, would put the county's general corporate fund at a dangerously low level. He said county departments may be told to make across-the-board budget cuts this summer to keep the county solvent. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
A new survey estimates about 70 homes near Lake Decatur have either standing water in their yards or have the potential to flood. Decatur Assistant Manager Billy Tyus says the Sangamon River, which supplies the lake, crested upstream on Wednesday at Monticello, leaving a few billion gallons of water with nowhere to go. Tyus says a lot of residents, even those in Decatur, in town, are bracing for the worst.
The problem properties, if we'll have those, will probably be in and around the lake. But of course, everyone in the city has had like water in their basement, in and around their basement. We've heard from a lot of people just because there was so much rain. It's rained more than it has in years here.
Lake Decatur is a foot higher than it normally is in early summer, and it marks a radical departure from a year ago when mandatory water restrictions were in place because of drought conditions. Taya says yesterday's dry conditions helped the lake's levels, but they're still bracing for more rain in the forecast today. And sandbags are still available for residents to pick up near the Nelson Park Marina Boathouse. Lake Decatur is to remain closed for recreational use at least through the weekend. The storms that spawned at least two tornadoes this week may also have killed at least one person in rural Coles County. Rescue crews near Humboldt pulled an unidentified body from a car in the Kaskaskia River. The fire chief in Charleston, Chris Phipps, says a witness saw the car swept into the river yesterday morning by high water. The report indicated that two people were in the car, and Phipps says that has not been ruled out. There were two tornado touchdowns this week in Illinois, one of them near Gridley, the other near Mackinac outside Peoria, and both caused little damage. Sump pumps are supposed to keep your basement from flooding, but Urbana officials say some area sump pumps aren't installed properly, and that's made the situation worse for some homeowners affected by heavy rains this week. Urbana's Public Works Department inspects sump pumps at no cost. Operations manager Jim Kelly says a lot of people don't even realize their sump pump is put in illegally.
There's a lot of reasons a basement can flood. We'll try and help that person determine why that basement flooded, and we'll also provide them some remedies for the future.
The Public Works Department's inspections of flooded basements have helped decrease flooding due to sump pumps, according to Kelly. He says he's gotten 35 phone calls about flooded basements during the recent storms 10 years ago. He says that number would have been closer to 150. When a sump pump is hooked up incorrectly, rainwater goes to the sewer instead of to ditches. That means sewers could flood, and a combination of sewage and rainwater could flood basements. One of the oldest hospitals in Chicago may be closing its doors later this year. Michael Reese Hospital opened in 1881, but its owners say the facility has been deteriorating for years and has suffered tens of billion dollars in losses because of competition from rival medical centers and treating uninsured patients. The hospital's closing would need the approval of the Illinois Health Facilities Planning Board. A letter to the board from Michael Reese's landlord says termination of the hospital's lease is likely to occur sometime near the end of this year. It would allow the landlord, the medical supply giant Medline Industries of Mundelein, to sell the campus to the 2016 Olympics Committee. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley has introduced a plan to acquire the Reese site and several nearby parcels of land that would allow the city to expand the Olympic Village. The ultimate host city selection will come in October of 2009. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers. WILL weather is made possible in part by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35 and time for another weather summary on AM 580. Before we get to that, I just want to mention two things quickly. One is the phone number to call to support weather programming here on WILL. That number is 866-779-9455. And Les, we have someone who's helping us out.
We sure do. A good friend of the station, Rich Furr, really appreciates the weather coverage here on AM 580. And Rich is going to contribute $100. Plus, he's adding $10 to the 10 pledges that we receive in support of the local weather coverage here on WILL. We could take about three more calls on that, Dan, to round out this challenge from Rich Furr. And again, the number to call is 866-779-9455.
Let's get right to Ed Kieser. And Ed, I know we had a question earlier about weather for the farmers market in Urbana.